So it's a grim scientific mystery, but certainly the scene at the United States Open Polo Championship in Wellington, Florida on Sunday was not pleasant. Just before the start of a match, 14 horses collapsed. Three died almost immediately, and within 24 hours, a total of 21 horses died. It's a scientific mystery. What could cause 21 horses to die seemingly instantaneously? Well, following the story is South Florida Sun Sentinel reporter Brian Haas. He joins us from Coconut Grove, Florida. And we're also joined by Dr. Celeste Coons, an equine veterinarian with a practice in New Jersey. And Dr. Coons was formerly the chief examining vet at the New York Racing Association. Brian, Dr. Coons, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I mean, Brian, this is absolutely unprecedented in the sport and just it seems to be in the history of animals. What could possibly have happened here and how is it being covered down in South Florida?
You are correct. I mean, this is unprecedented. I spoke to Peter Rizzo, the head of the U.S. Polo Association, and he's just dumbfounded by this. What you have going on right now is you have necropsies going on at the University of Florida and at a state animal laboratory trying to figure out what killed them from their tissue samples, from their blood samples. At the same time, you've got scientists taking a look at their feed, at their water, at any vitamin supplements they may have been given, just to see if something there may have been toxic. They've basically, at this point, they think they've ruled out infectious disease, anything that could spread, and they're pretty sure that there was something that they came in contact with that was limited to this group of horses.
Well, putting this in context was Dr. Scott Swerdlin, who is a veterinarian on scene at the Polo Club on Sunday after this happened. I mean, he was very blunt.
These are the best horses in the world. If you were looking at athletes, it would be like a plane crash of the greatest football players in the world.
Dr. Celeste Coons, what could conceivably explain 21 horses dying so suddenly?
Well, sudden death is rare in the horse anyway, and this was a cluster. And apparently, from what I understand, 100% mortality. Not one horse was able to be saved. You know, no external wounds. It had to be same exposure, same time frame. The first thing that pops in your mind from my area is Monensin toxicity. We had about 20 years ago in the state of New Jersey. It was a feed mill error, and there was a colorless, odorless additive in the feed, and the horses died very quickly. It was a myocardial necrosis. If that happened, that should be found. They would examine the stomach contents and the muscle tissue. Other things that come to mind, toxic vegetation, but these horses were not on pasture. Arsenic would be unlikely in pesticides. They'd have to be exposed to so much of it, and that would be more of a gastrointestinal problem. Blister beetle ingestion and hay, they'd have to eat so many of them, but that would be something easily found. Moldy corn poisoning, that would affect the white matter of the brain. You may see some dizziness and ataxia, which they did see. Again, kind of unlikely. Clostridial spores, you would see more of a bloody diarrhea. I don't believe they saw that at all. Carbon monoxide, it's too open. Those areas are very well ventilated. Organophosphates, again. Lead poisoning in the water, unlikely, very unlikely, but possible. Warfarin toxicity, they should have a coagulation disorder. You know, these, if we were, the unfortunate thing is, you know, if these were, if this was a barn of school horses that died suddenly, horses that were only going to, planning on going trail running the next day, our list would be a little different. But one of the possible causes that would we'd have to include here is a tainted pre-competition substance.
Right.
Let me
just ask Brian Haas for a moment. Has foul play been ruled out? I mean, is there a possible question of sabotage here?
I don't believe anything has been ruled out. And sabotage is possible, but extremely unlikely. You know, first of all, the timing was poor. It was too close to a big event. It would be much easier if it was in the middle of the week. And there's more scrutiny around these horses right before an event. And access to the horses, it's a closed herd. The personnel, these people, I spent time in Argentina with the thoroughbreds down in San Isidro and Palermo. And, you know, these people live with them. They eat with them. This is a national tragedy.
Right. Let me get a final word from Brian Haas. Are the authorities investigating this at this point? Is there a police investigation underway?
Yeah, yesterday in the afternoon, both the state Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office, which patrols Wellington, both opened law enforcement investigations. Up to that point, it had been mostly a scientific inquiry to find out what was going on. But because of the magnitude of it, they did open law enforcement investigations. They've not ruled out foul play,
right.
But they say, at least as of late yesterday, that there was no evidence of foul play at that point.
Well, we have to go, but I can hear the shock in both of your voices. Just to remind our listeners, within 24 hours at the United States Open Polo Championships in Wellington, Florida, on Sunday, 21 championship polo horses died. It's a scientific mystery. We may find out what's going on. As Brian Haas says, nothing's been ruled out at this point. Dr. Celeste Kunz, an equine veterinarian with a practice in New Jersey, formerly chief examining vet at the New York Racing Association, thanks for joining us. And Brian Haas, reporter for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And now some headlines from Femi OK.
Thank you very much, John. Time just coming up to 29 minutes past the hour.